Major West Coast ports are shut down indefinitely, and the economic toll of the labor impasse between dock workers and shipping companies is increasing. More than 10,000 workers have been locked out since Sunday in a dispute over technology and union jobs. The lockout has stopped delivery of retailers' holiday merchandise. It could quickly hurt manufacturing across the country. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Roughly one half of the nation's ocean-going cargo passes through the 29 ports now idled in California and the Pacific Northwest. The timing for a work stoppage couldn't be worse. Robin Lanier, executive director of the West Coast Waterfront Coalition, says September and October are peak months for importers.
The merchandise on these boats, toys and apparel and goodies for the kids, as well as trimetry, is to be sold at stores at Christmas time.
But far more than holiday retail is at stake. In an effort to cut their inventory carrying costs, automakers and high-tech manufacturers have switched to just-in-time inventory systems, which Lanier says rely on tightly scheduled deliveries.
It's traditional for some manufacturers to have only a couple of days of parts to support their manufacturing lines. It might be very simple parts. It might be a screw or a nut or a washer or a piece of wire. If you have a shutdown of the ports for 2 or 3 days, that supply of parts is exhausted and that manufacturing line goes down.
Lost productivity quickly translates into lost sales, which means lost taxes and lost jobs. John Martin, a maritime economic consultant, recently calculated the impact of a work stoppage at West Coast ports. He concluded that even a short disruption would entail huge costs.
If the work stoppage were to continue, say, for a 5-day period, what you're looking at is probably somewhere around $900 million to $1 billion a day, or about $5 billion over that 5-day period.
That covers inventory carrying costs, a loss of revenue for the idled steamships, fuel and crew costs for the ships, as well as lost wages for truckers, rail workers, tugboat captains. The list goes on. But Christopher Thornburg, a senior economist at the UCLA Anderson Forecast, says Martin's figures are overblown. He says naturally a long strike or lockout would create a backlog of cargo, which would cost extra to clear once the longshore workers are back on the job. But he suspects businesses saw this labor dispute coming and made contingency plans in advance.
This is not an unforeseen development. They've already started to find a different supply route, a different way to get their products into the country. And probably they also may have been working hard to get stocks up ahead of time.
In fact, says Thornburg, there's a silver lining in this impasse for another industry, the airlines.
I'm sure the airlines are absolutely gleeful about this because obviously they're severely cash-strapped and you're going to see a definite shift of movement of goods away from these ships towards airlines, and they could definitely use that cash infusion.
If only the solution were that easy, replies maritime consultant John Martin.
Air is not an alternative because the airlift capacity, number one, and number two, because of the price, it would be totally prohibitive.
Martin says alternate sea routes are also out of the question, since most of the ships on the West Coast cannot pass through the Panama Canal. He stands by his cost estimate of $1 billion a day. With the union and the shipping lines hunkering down, it seems only outside intervention will resolve the current standstill. A federal mediator has scheduled talks in Washington for later this week, but so far the union hasn't agreed to attend. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.